This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, kept the interest rates unchanged at 5.25%, announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to retain the repo rate at 5.25% with a neutral stance. Bi-monthly meeting of the committee began on Monday under the chairmanship of the Governor.
Of April to deliberate and decide on the policy repo rate after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. The MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged under the liquidity facility at 5.25%. Consequently, the STF rate remains at 5% and the MSF rate and the bank rate at 5.5%. The MPC also decided to continue with the neutral stance.
Monetary Policy Committee has also expected that GDP for last financial year will be at 7.6%, while for the current fiscal it will be at 6.9%. Mr. Malhotra said recent spike in energy prices has emerged as a risk to inflation and projected that CPI inflation for the current financial year will be at 4.6%. He noted that elevated global uncertainties require continuous vigil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has proven to be highly beneficial in promoting self-employment among the youth. The scheme, which was launched in 2015, has completed 11 years today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that the success of the scheme has shown that when individuals are provided with the right opportunities, they can become self-reliant and also contribute significantly to the nation's progress. On the occasion, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the scheme has been instrumental in reshaping the credit landscape for MSMEs and countless individual entrepreneurs in the country. She highlighted that in the last decade, India witnessed a silent transformation where crores of ordinary citizens stepped into entrepreneurship with newfound confidence and agency. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has agreed to a proposed two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran if shipping traffic is allowed to move through Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, Trump said that both sides should agree to a two-sided ceasefire. On the other side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also announced that Iran will agree to a ceasefire if attacks against Iran are halted. In a statement, he announced that for a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible. Meanwhile, global oil prices have fallen sharply and stock markets have jumped after the U.S. and Iran ceasefire deal. The price of benchmark Brent crude dropped below $100, falling by about 15.9% to $92.3 a barrel, while U.S. traded oil was almost 16.5% lower at $93.8. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman in New Delhi this afternoon. Mr. Rahman arrived last evening on a three-day visit to India. During his visit, Mr. Rahman is also expected to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and the Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. This marks the first visit to New Delhi by a Bangladeshi minister since the BNP-led government took office in February. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is on a three-day visit to Washington, D.C. in the United States beginning today. During his visit, the Foreign Secretary will hold discussions with senior officials of the U.S. administration on a wide range of issues, including trade, defense, science and technology, as well as regional and global developments of mutual interest. The External Affairs Ministry said that this visit will provide an opportunity to review the full spectrum of India and U.S. bilateral relations and advance the ongoing cooperation across key areas. Indian shooters Palak Gulia and Mukesh Nilavali won a gold medal with a new junior world record in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at ISSF World Cup at Grenada in Spain. The duo scored a total of 487.7 points in the final, eclipsing the previous record of 481.3. Palak scored 243, while Mukesh scored 244.7. And that is the end of this news bulletin.